Hi there, this is Ashley L. Jones with Big Sister Knows. Today is April 25th, 2021, and today I want to share with you a Dutch oven recipe for split pea soup. Now, I've made a lot of soup over the years, but I think my last batch of split pea soup was the best ever. This is a super simple soup with only a few basic ingredients, but they combine for a hearty meal that can stand alone or pair with a grilled cheese sandwich. Because this soup uses inexpensive ingredients you probably have on hand, it's easy on the budget. We like to buy ham every once in a while, slice it up for dinner, make deviled ham sandwiches, and then use the bone in soups and beans. This way you can spend $9 on a ham and have several meals out of it. Plus you can reuse the ham bone for another batch of soup or beans the next day and then freeze the leftovers, which is exactly what I did. If you don't have a ham bone, though, you can use ham hocks or bacon. Usually, split pea soup is made with green peas, but I found a bag of yellow peas and just had to try them. I think the flavor was a bit milder than green peas. It was certainly delicious. Feel free to use whatever split pea you would like with this recipe. The directions on the bag of peas will have you soak the peas overnight in cold water and then cook the peas for about an hour. I've tried this a couple times and found that the peas were still crunchy after an hour, even after soaking them. It took nearly 3 hours to cook the peas to the consistency I wanted. I don't know if I had an old batch of peas or if some folks like theirs on the crunchy side, but I suggest you set aside plenty of time to make sure you get the soup to the consistency you want. Speaking of consistency, I was prepared to use an immersion blender to blend some of the peas and thicken the soup, but after 3 hours of cooking, the soup was the perfect consistency. So wait to use your immersion blender until the end because you may not need it. As for the pot, I recommend either a bare cast iron Dutch oven or an enameled Dutch oven, about 6 to 7 quarts. I used bare cast iron because it can add an earthy and irony tasted food that complements beans and peas. Although peas are not acidic, they will be cooking for a while, so if you use bare cast iron, plan on doing a deep seasoning in the oven after you clean out the pot. Check out my book, Modern Cast Iron, for more details on light and deep seasoning techniques for cast iron cookware. Feel free to use herbs out of your garden for this, or use seasonings like Cavender's Greek Seasoning, Nature's Seasons by Morton, and Simple Garlic Powder. Okay, here's that super easy recipe I promised you. You'll need a 14-ounce bag of dried split peas, one ham bone, a 32-ounce carton of chicken broth, seasoning to taste, so that would be the Cavender's Greek Seasoning, Nature's Own Seasons, garlic powder, that sort of thing, 2 to 3 carrots, peeled and cut, half a sweet onion, chopped, 1 to 2 celery stalks, chopped, and that's optional, and a small potato chopped if you want. Now soak those peas overnight in cold water, then drain them. Place the Dutch oven on medium heat and add the ham bone. Heat it for a couple minutes. Then add your peas to the Dutch oven and pour in chicken broth until the peas are covered. It's all right if the ham bone sticks out of the broth a bit. Bring the peas to a boil, then reduce the heat to simmer. Add your seasoning and cook the peas until they soften, anywhere from 1 to 3 hours, stirring occasionally. Then remove the ham bone from the peas and carefully cut off small pieces of ham and then add them back to the peas. Then add your vegetables and cook until the vegetables are done. And that's it. That's your recipe for super simple split pea soup. I hope you do enjoy it. Let me know. This has been Ashley L. Jones with Big Sister Knows. Thanks for listening.